2025. I have 9:02 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485013 through 485063, warrants number 8693, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 30th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes from September 30th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we're going to start our road vacation process. First one that we have this morning, is there a representative for the Walnut Drive road vacate?
Myself.
Okay, so you're going to be doing the one for Walnut Drive? Perfect. Okay. I just wanted to make sure who we had here. So let's go ahead and move on with that then. So we'll have our road vacation of a portion of Walnut Drive. This is going to be file number 25-099, Road and Bridge. Now we do have a request for a conference call in from one of the adjoining property owners. They would ask, they could not make it here this morning. They asked if we could phone them in just so they could have their voice heard. So after you guys give your presentation of your vacate during the public hearing section, then we'll give them a chance to voice their opinion or their concern, whatever it may be. So with that being said, we'll call to order a public hearing for the vacation of a portion of Walnut Drive. Ms. Kim, what you'll probably have to do is pull up Newton or Tate Road to get there. Right there, down some Schwinger, Jonathan Schwinger, up right there. There you go. If you'll click on that, that'll get you right there to it, and then go to the map up at the top left. And there you go. If you could roll the screen up just a little bit. Sorry, yeah. Mouse, it, drag it up. There you go. Okay, so what we have, go on. No, you're right. Go back the other way. You're right there in that little roadway. Right there is where we're going to be in between there. And you might drag it to the right. No, other right. Perfect right there. That gets us into where we are wanting to look at this. The segment that we have been presented is going to come off of Newton Road, where the blue highlighted, and then it would connect those two properties, which would be the east side there, the section. So with that going forward, am I stating that correctly, Mr. Motley?
You are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we will need to do with the public hearing, we will need the petition to be read into the public hearing, so I don't know if I have any volunteers for that.
This is the order to vacate?
Yep. There's an order to vacate or the petition. I have it right here if you don't.
Well, I have the order, I think. Well, here's your...
About this one?
Yeah. You should have five exhibits, yeah. I'm just looking at this top part, the same as the... I'm going to read that twice. I think it's the same. See where it says above the petition? It gives the legal description?
Yes.
I think it's the same legal description below. I don't want to read it twice.
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right. Petition. Comes now petitioners Jonathan Schwinger and Rebecca LaRussa, husband and wife, and state to the commission that they are the owners of all properties which touch that portion of Walnut Drive, which said petitioners are requesting to be vacated. Two, that said portion of Walnut Drive requested to be vacated is not being used by the general public and is unimproved. Three, the portion of the road sought to be vacated is shown on the attached plan marked Exhibit A and incorporated herein by reference. Four, the area sought to be vacated is not located in any municipality. Five, your petitioners further state to the commission that it would be to the best interest of the public that the portion of Walnut Drive described in the caption of this petition be vacated. Wherefore, your petitioners herein pray the commission for an order to vacate that portion of Walnut Drive described as follows. Vacation of that portion of Walnut Drive described as follows. A tract of land being a part of Walnut Drive as shown on the recorded plat of Long Point, as per the recorded plat thereof, plat book 12 at page 42, Taney County Recorder's Office, Taney County, Missouri, being situated in part of the southwest quarter of the northwest quarter of section 23, township 21 north, range 22 west, Taney County, Missouri, being more particularly described as follows, beginning at an existing iron pin marking the southwest corner of lot 78 of said Long Point, also being a point on the northerly right-of-way line of Walnut Drive, thence south 88 degrees 27 feet 56 inches east along said northerly right-of-way line, a distance of 120 feet to the southeast corner of said lot 78, also being a point on the westerly right-of-way line of Newton Road, thence south 1 degree 2 feet 14 inches west, leaving said northerly right-of-way line and along said westerly right-of-way line. A northerly right-of-way line and along said, a distance of 39.86 feet to the northeast corner of lot 90 of said Long Point, also being a point on the southerly right-of-way line of Walnut Drive, thence north 88 degrees 23 feet 58 inches west, leaving said westerly right-of-way line and along said southerly right-of-way line, a distance of 120.39 feet, thence north 1 degree 36 feet 2 inches east, leaving said southerly right-of-way line, a distance of 39.72 feet, to the point of beginning a said tract containing 4,782.15 square feet, or 0.11 acres of land, more or less. Signed by Jonathan and Rebecca.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Mr. Motley, would you like to present the request? Obviously, we've heard the petition, so.
Real quickly, if you all will note, the properties that are outlined are all owned by the petitioners, so they are the only people touching the property. It does abut onto the county road to the east. We do have a letter from another one of the property owners who does support the petition. His name is Rodney Wayborn. I can present that to you if you'd
like
to have. Mr. Wayborn, I understand, lives in Iowa as a farmer and does not do emails. And so that's what he chose to provide to my client. And obviously, he's not here because of that. The request is simply made so that the property can be closed off. As my clients own all that, they'd like to have it be one place and not have somebody driving through the middle of their properties is the primary reason for this. And I have my client here, Mr. Schwinger, if he's happy to answer any questions that you may have. I think attached to your petition, and I know this is a long legal search, and he actually went out and got this survey And I think attached to that, you guys will see it drawn, what he had surveyed so that he can, so that he had this done appropriately for you and have the legal description.
Yes, great. We appreciate that. So, Jeremy, I would ask, you do have one of your neighbors that utilizes the Walnut Drive to access the back of the property, but that is not from this side, so I understand that correctly. They are accessing from Tate Road to get across to the back side of their property instead of coming off of Newton, or, yeah, Newton, I guess. Okay. I just wanted to verify that because I believe that is their concern before I call them in, as because they built their house and the way they access their leach field and such is from the Walnut Drive, but I believe it's from the Tate side before we called it.
Yeah, Mr. Wayborn at the other end, he already built a gravel road, the one that signed that. He built a gravel road that goes up to that property over there with Mark Met House.
Yes.
The one that you're talking about. And so he accesses, but yeah, he's going to get an RV and would like to be able to get in and out from the other end.
Gotcha. Okay. That was really my only question because I'm satisfied that is their concern before we call them in. So, is there anybody else here that wants to speak upon this petition before I call in? Anybody else?
Just for purposes to make clear, my client has talked to the individual you're talking about. We had that conversation. We are aware. It's a gentleman to the north and to the west that accesses. And I believe you are correct in what you said because that's what he's conveyed to me. He does come at it the other direction.
Okay.
It's apparently very, not very often, but maybe once a year or so, he does make that loop down.
Okay. Right. Well, with that being said, then, if it's okay with the commission, I'll give them a call.
Yep. I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Is this a part of the old Oakmont or no?
No.
I just want to make sure it went on Oakmont Road. And
sure.
Good.
This may get loud. I apologize. Good morning, Ms. Medhouse.
Yes.
This is Nick Plummer with the Taney County Commission. We are in the process of the road vacation of a portion of Walnut Drive, and we had a note here that you would like to voice an opinion or a concern with this vacation process.
Correct.
Okay. So I will turn the floor to you if you would like to address the issue that you have.
Do you have the email that I sent to Nikki?
We do. That you guys access the property through the Walnut Drive?
Correct. Well, when we first started building in January of 2024, we made the decision to put the house where it's located based on that vicinity of that road, knowing that that's the only way for us now to access the well, as I stated, as one of my concerns on there.
Yeah, and so just for clarification with this, when you access your leach field and well, that is done from the Tate Road side coming in Walnut Drive, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. You go to Tate Road and then go past Newton Road.
Yeah, so.
And then the next one, then they come down that Walnut Road.
Yeah.
But our driveway is too steep for them to access it through the driveway, and that's the reason why we made the decision to build where we built.
Yeah, and so I'm going to give you some clarification just so I know you're not here and you can't see the screen. So Mr. Schwinger, what he has proposed is a partial vacate, so it's not doing away with the complete Walnut Drive. The petition that is presented to us this morning would be off of Newton Road, just adjoining his two properties. It would not be to to vacate all of Walnut Drive. So the access that you desire